This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Three more members of the Own Every Dollar gang have been convicted in Manhattan on more than two dozen charges, including four murders and 10 attempted murders. A jury found the men guilty following a five-week trial. They face up to life in prison. 17 other gang members had previously pled guilty in the case. Three more have yet to stand trial. The OED gang is a violent subset of the Trinitarios gang that's based in and around Washington Heights. Things are getting back to normal today at Columbia University after dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators were arrested last night in the school's Butler Library.
The takeover occurred at the university's largest library during the pre-finals exams reading week, and this student said it was a huge and unfortunate disruption.
I don't know if it got the response that people necessarily wanted. People were very upset, and obviously people care about the political issue, but, you know, there's to do it in one of our main places where we study is definitely, it's hurting the students.
Access to the campus is now very limited, no guests or alumni permitted. Although the majority of protesters are believed to be non-students, those who are facing disciplinary consequences. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
We expect to learn more today about a car theft ring that was broken up in Queens that we've been telling you about on 1010 Winds. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch and Queens DA Melinda Katz are holding a press conference at 2 p.m. Sources tell 1010 Winds more than 100 cars and multiple people were involved in the operation. State and federal officers raided a home on 80th Street between 153rd and 155th Avenues in the Lindenwood section of Queens yesterday morning. At least one person was arrested and two cars were seized. Police say the alleged car theft ring operated in the five boroughs on Long Island and upstate. More than two dozen cities in the nation are sinking. That's according to new research from Virginia Tech.
New York City, Chicago, Seattle, and Denver are all sinking about 2 millimeters a year, while several cities in Texas are sinking between 5 to 10 millimeters. The cause? Groundwater extraction that drains an aquifer faster than it can be replenished, causing the ground to crumble and move. That subtle shift can impact the structural integrity of buildings, roads, bridges, and dams on the surface. The study's authors suggest better water management and enhanced infrastructure planning to account for the subsidence.
That's Tracy Wolf reporting. Some of the hotspots in the city are around LaGuardia Airport. A landmark hotel in Bergen County will be imploded Saturday morning. The 25-story Sheraton Crossroads in Mahwah has been sitting near where Route 17, 287, and 202 meet. It's been sitting there for the past 37 years. Many locals refer to it as the Superman Hotel, since a giant S sat atop the massive glass building. The implosion is scheduled for 7:30 in the morning, and you can expect lots of traffic delays and road closures beginning at 6:45 on Saturday. Two warehouses will be built in its place. The federal government now has a plan to upgrade the nation's air traffic control system, including at Newark Airport.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy will announce details of the overhaul this afternoon.
We have a frail system in place, and it has to be fixed.
He told Fox News they're going to build a brand new air traffic control system, from new telecom to new radars to new infrastructure.
We have really old infrastructure in America. It hasn't been updated in the last 30, 40 years.
The plan also includes bringing on new air traffic controllers.
That's Stacy Lynn reporting. Duffy says the work at Newark could begin this summer. Hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled in Newark in the past week or more. One of the airport's three runways is also closed for construction until mid-June. Harlem's Uptown Night Market returns this afternoon. The weekly event celebrates the neighborhood's food and culture. Marco Shalma is one of the organizers of the event, and he tells 1010 Winds.
You kind of walk around. There's a nice little square section. It's just kind of like a square plaza when you walk around and you take a look at the foods and the beverage, you buy what you want. There's a sitting area, there's a music area, there's a little game area, and then you have the open gallery.
The festival takes place every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 10 on 12th Avenue between 132nd and 133rd Streets. In the city's ongoing battle against rats, Mayor Adams has announced a $32 million plan to boost the sanitation department. One of the highlights will add a second shift on nights and weekends at dozens of parks in all the five boroughs.
They will no longer have to worry about overflowing litter bins and baskets on our streets. And we are making it clear, rats don't run New York. The people enjoy and run it.
The Parks Department will also keep restrooms open for an additional 2 hours each day, 5 days a week. The plan is part of the mayor's executive budget that he is calling the best budget ever. Just ahead of Mother's Day, police in Suffolk County will be going after dads who owe a ton of money in child support.
They are called deadbeat dads. And here in Suffolk County, the sheriff says there are some that owe $300,000 plus in back child support payments. Today, the sheriff is asking for the public's help in finding these fathers. Authorities say child support plays a vital role in a child's life, and non-paying parents are a detriment to their children and their chances to prosper. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police are asking for help identifying the man who stole a moped in the Bronx and has been riding up on people and snatching their cell phones. Cops say the man stole the moped back on April 24th from Thibaut Avenue in the Bronx, and between then and May 1st has been riding up to victims, snatching the cell phone out of their hands, and speeding off. Police say he struck at least 8 times in the Bronx and Harlem. Anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. United Healthcare is facing a class action lawsuit from investors who say the company misled them about the financial risks following the murder of former CEO Brian Thompson. The suit claims the company inflated earnings forecasts while hiding the impact of the mounting criticism over its high rate of insurance claim denials. Shares plunged last month after the company slashed its 2025 outlook, which triggered the stock's worst drop in 25 years. So far, the company has not yet commented on the suit.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.